Post-Hypnotic Press presents The Vanishing Face of Gaia, A Final Warning by James Lovelock, narrated by Simon Vance, with a preface for this edition written and narrated by James Lovelock. For my beloved wife, Sandy. Forward by Martin Rees. A little more than 40 years ago, the Apollo 8 astronauts, while orbiting the moon, photographed the whole Earth, its biosphere contrasting with the sterile moonscape where the astronauts left their footprints. The Apollo images raised global awareness that spaceship Earth was vulnerable and that sustaining it was an ecological imperative. But there was a second important influence with similar global resonance, not an image, but an arresting and romantically titled new concept. This was Gaia, the idea that the Earth's biosphere behaves as though it were a single organism. Gaia was the insight of a man who is undoubtedly one of the most original and influential living scientists, James Lovelock. He believes that our species is now putting the Earth under unprecedented stress, and that climate change could lead to a world with much impoverished ecology that is barely habitable by humans. More scarily, and more controversially, he claims that the point of no return may already have been passed. Our planet is nearly 4.5 billion years old. If some aliens had been watching it from afar ever since its birth, what would they have seen? Over nearly all that immense time, changes were incessant, but generally gradual. The continents drifted, the ice cover waxed and waned, global temperatures rose and fell, species emerged, evolved, and became extinct. But in just a tiny sliver of the Earth's history, the last one millionth part, a few thousand years, the patterns of vegetation altered much faster than before. This signaled the start of agriculture. The pace of change accelerated as human populations rose and engaged in urban and industrial activity. Consumption of fossil fuels caused an anomalously fast build-up of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. The climate changed, and the world started to heat up. If they understood astrophysics, the aliens watching our planet could confidently predict that the biosphere would face doom when the sun brightens and eventually flares up into a red giant star. But could they have foreseen this unprecedented sudden fever less than halfway through the Earth's life? These human-induced changes seemingly occurring with runaway speed? And what might these hypothetical aliens witness in the next 100 years? Will spasms be followed by stability? If so, will our Earth settle into a state that still offers a habitat for humans? Or have our unplanned interventions irrevocably tipped the planet into a new and far hotter climatic state? If so, how many present species of animals and plants will survive? These issues, climate change and loss of biodiversity, have risen high on the international agenda. James Lovelock is helping to keep them there. He is a hero to many scientists, certainly to me. His individualistic career is a welcome counterpoint to the specialized, quasi-industrial style in which most research is conducted. In the 1960s, he designed an instrument that was so sensitive at detecting minute traces of atmospheric pollutants that many colleagues refused to believe his claims. He is beholden to no institution. He ranges freely across the disciplinary boundaries that too often constrain institutional thinkers. The flavor of James Lovelock's mind and personality shine through in this important and highly readable book. He writes clearly, even entertainingly, with many apt analogies, but he writes also with passion, and his thoughts are grounded in a lifetime of distinguished work. He is both a fine scientist and an eloquent advocate of action. Many of us still hope that our civilization can segue towards a low-carbon future and a lower population, and achieve this transition without trauma and disaster. But that benign outcome demands determined action by governments, urgently implemented. And such urgency won't be achieved unless sustained campaigning can transform public attitudes and lifestyles. Programs to develop clean energy must be accorded worldwide